Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Set a Good Example Day. It's also National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. National Letter to an Elder Day. Everyone write Big Fatty a letter. And finally, National Pistachio Day. I like to end with the food because, as we know, well, A, I like to cook. I love to eat. But I'm also always dieting because I also would like to weigh less. And I don't think I'm the ideal weight, but maybe I'm 15 pounds overweight. It's not necessarily something I should obsess over, but I do. So it's a love-hate relationship with food, but I find that I have more that I can say about food than a lot of other topics. So what am I going to say about, I don't know, Set a Good Example Day? What kind of example do I set? I don't know. All right. Well, let's have a look and see if we have any contact. We do have a voicemail. I don't know if I've played this. I can't remember, but I don't think I have. So you know what? Let's just see if we've heard this voicemail. Oh, wait. It's not going through the correct thing. Thingamabob. I am constantly changing my sound settings and also it seems like there's some problem with the Rode mixer and etc. because it could be my Mac as well, because the Mac has been really slowing down that I'm using. The Mac that I'm using has been really slowing down. Let me try that again. And it hasn't, there's USB issues where I will, because the way this mixer works, or one of the ways that you can do it, is after you record, there's a button or a place to click in the interface on the mixer to tell it to go into transfer mode. So you can transfer the file to the computer, because I do my editing on the computer and post it and all of that. And the mixer is always connected to the computer via USB. And that's both for transferring of files, but also the mixer is an audio input or an audio interface for the computer. So, you know, when I'm talking to Daniel or anyone else, it's going through the audio mixer. But for whatever reason, I will hit transfer mode, but the computer won't see it or something. So I'll have to, and what I figured out is if I unplug and plug back in the USB-C, it works. Well, now the same thing is happening with the audio sources. Sometimes I'll go into the sound settings and it won't find the mixer as a source at all. And if I just unplug and plug back in, it finds it. Now, I don't know if that's a Mac issue that for some Mac update that has happened. I don't know if it's a Rodecaster Pro 2 issue because they have firmware updates as well. But it's only been happening recently. I do know that my Mac has been struggling on occasion. I really wouldn't like a Mac Studio, but I really don't want to pay $4,000 for a computer. Also, I have a lot of computers, so I shouldn't. But they're small, like a Mac Mini, and they're powerful, and they're, I don't know. Or they seem like they would be. Anyway, all right, we were going to listen to a message from Tony. So, I mean, it's bonus season. And the Spit Valve Factory did really well last year. And we are at around 120% of target for our bonus scenario. So that means I'll get around 120% of what the target was. And I usually give myself a little something when I get my bonus, and not, I don't just put every little bit of it in savings. I put a lot of it in savings or in investments or whatever, but I usually save a little bit out of it to reward myself, to give myself a bonus. I don't know, but that's a bit much. Usually it's like an iPad or something like that. I mean, a Mac Studio is much, and a Mac Studio is four iPads at least. I don't know. I'm not going to do, I can't. Not going to do it. Here we go.
Hey, I wanted to call and let you know. I took a week's vacation last week, so I missed all the episodes and everything. But this weekend, it's Saturday today, I'm driving up to Chicago, so I'm catching back up so I can start next week fresh on my way to work.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm on the fifth episode now, Friday's episode. So I didn't get to catch whether you posted or not. And I'm glad to see that they were all here for my drive to Chicago, because it's like a 2.5 hour drive from where I am.
Oh, that's nothing.
No worries.
You're an amateur.
But yeah.
2.5 hours.
Well, I'll let you know. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
I appreciate you letting me know, Tony. I always wonder, because you're one of the listeners. I don't know. He was trying to figure out how to hang it up, folks. But Tony, you're one of the listeners that I know is very consistent about listening. And you also call in or text or, you know, whatever. And so I'm like, oh, I wonder if Tony noticed. Gary used to tweet me when I would forget. And he would stay on top of me and make sure that everyone got their episodes. And I'm not really on Twitter anymore. I want so badly to hit the delete button. But I it's one of those like throwing away technology things. I guess that's the other thing that I don't. I told you guys I'm good at throwing things away. I went through the freezer earlier today and threw away a bunch of crap. And it felt like I was wasting money. But some of that stuff has been in there for years. And this wasn't even in the fridge. And our refrigerator is not nasty looking or anything, but we just like, I guess that's another thing I don't throw away often enough, but I do it. Mark would never throw anything away. But I give clothes to charity, to empty my closet and whatever. I do throw things away. But electronics and food are probably the two. But food is the one where I do it, but I should do it more often. And probably a lot of us are in that boat. Or I should just become an expert in not wasting food. Because I'll not use something and it'll just go bad, you know, and then I need to replace it or get rid of it. So I have a garbage bag of stuff from the freezer that's been in there who knows how long, ever since Mark and I've been together 13 years ago. I don't know. But did that. And oh yeah, what was that in relation to throwing things away? Oh, computers. I'm getting back. I'm finding my bike where I parked it. I was talking about computers, throwing stuff away. The Mac. I can't remember. It was related to Tony, I think. But anyway, thank you for your call, Tony. I don't remember where I was going with that. So you guys can let me know. I know. Ugh. It's one of those things. So anyway, we pretty much covered the weekend, and the weekend was rehearsal. Well, Sunday evening was rehearsal, So I'm doing this musical, Curtains, and I know I recorded after the rehearsal, but I don't think I said much about it. I don't recall, to be honest. Kel Surprise. But the rehearsal went fine. There were a couple of, it started around 6 and we were done around 9:30 or something like that. And the music was a little more difficult than I anticipated it being, but I had, if you guys remember, I had been rehearsing, I had been practicing. I'd had a few days worth of practice by the time I went to this rehearsal. So I wasn't completely new to the music. And the guy who they hired as first, he's good. And he's actually a trumpet instructor in the area. He does not work at a college, but he makes his full-time living working at one of those music stores where they have, you know, they have instructors that teach. I didn't know it was possible to make a living doing that. I mean, I could do that. Because he's probably teaching little, you know, seventh graders or something. I could surely do that, but I'm not gonna. I don't have time. So anyway, he was good. He was respectable. There was nothing that I need to worry about. His sight reading was better than me, but that's all that was, you know, other than that, I would say we were pretty comparable to each other. My endurance is probably a little bit better. I always compare myself to other trumpet players. It's a thing. So anyway, rehearsal went fine. There were a couple of songs that really need to be woodshed. That's what we say, right? We need to take those to the woodshed, and or at least I do. And I'll do that. We don't have another rehearsal again or until March 7th, I think. So I have a couple of weeks now to go over the ones that I struggled with and get those ready for the sits and then the technical and then the dress rehearsals and then finally the performances. So we have a bit to go. By the last performance, I'll have all the notes right. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.